Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang!
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker, brings the house down!
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
For the Sandful, feel the Sandful statewide Super League Grand Final fever on this Sunday at Adelaide Oval.
G'day everybody, we're back on a Friday. The Rush Hour is back. We're back for you. We've been... Well, we've been gone missing for most of the football season, but
are
now
we back,
most of your life.
There is no, I beg your pardon.
Most of your life you've gone missing.
We're a global show, 133353. If you want to interact, just get on the phone and say hello.
No,
we've
Jazz,
had a massive day.
Jazz, we're not live.
We've had a massive day at the Keelonga Golf Course.
What about that course?
It's a good afternoon to Greg Blewett and to Bernie Vince. Hello to you and Emma G. Welcome.
Hello, thank you. Yep.
Yeah, good afternoon. Now, why do you say it like that? That is very disrespectful.
It's got like seven O's in it.
We played golf today
For Variety SA with a bunch of our chunkhead mates out there in the studio.
That's a very
led
kind
by
way
farmer
to describe
Tim Vince.
Them.
I beg your pardon.
That's a very kind way to describe them.
But we had a good day, and we're going to talk about the day at Keelonga, a marvellous course and a marvellous facility.
Did you enjoy it? Seriously?
Not
Did you
really,
enjoy
no.
It? Why not?
It's too hard. You're snobby down there.
You need a bit of skill.
You've got to turn
it,
your phone off. You've got to take your cap off.
I was joking about the phone.
You've got
by
to
way.
Walk quietly and you've got to whisper. Hey, can I have a beer, please? So, no, I didn't enjoy it.
Oh, so, Jazz, you mean you've got to be considerate of other people?
Yeah, yeah. That's right. You've just got to be like everyone else.
And
normally.
You need to be polite and just watch what you say, and it's not all about the individual.
And where did you go? You were three or four holes behind for a fair while.
Excuse me.
I lost you for a bit,
which
is a good thing for me.
Well, Sean and Jeff, who played in our team, captained by yours truly, they went to gardening for a period of time, and we had to assist them.
Yeah.
But
collecting pine cones.
Well, I beg your pardon?
Well, they're collecting pine cones. I saw it once.
We're going to announce the winning group, and it's very exciting. And all the guys are here with us in the outside the studio family, and we'll take a photo and put it up. But they're all here. And did you enjoy your day?
I did. Okay. It was, you know, any time that you can have a bit of fun with a good bunch of people and raise a bit of money for a charity, then
fantastic.
That is the hallmarks for a great day. So everyone's in here watching the show, so we're set for a good afternoon as well.
Ollie Wines wins Port Adelaide's Best and Fairest. We're not surprised. We said that yesterday on the show. Congratulations, Ollie. His first John Cale medal. Aliyah Lear finished in the top three. We didn't mention
third.
Him.
No, I did. Yeah, I said he'd be out of him and Ollie Wines.
Do you
Wines.
Listen to anything?
Yes, sir.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't remember anything.
And no.
My name's Bernie, by the way, not Greg. But anyway, we'll move on real quick. I thought Aliyah Lear would be a bit closer to Ollie Wines, even though I know he won the Brownlow medal, but very close. Well done.
And some trades today, Burns. Some trades have got done already because day one of free agency. Jake Kelly is signed with the Essendon Football Club as an unrestricted free agent. We're not surprised. Yeah. So good pickup. Good pickup.
We'll get compensation for that, just depending on what that contract is, which we don't know yet, but they will grade it. It's probably be sort of end of second round, maybe third round, depending on, it's all dependent on what they pay or what the contract size is and how long.
And Greg, the Gold Coast Suns picked up a free agent from the Richmond Football Club. Who'd they get?
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, you tell us.
No,
who?
Who'd they get?
I don't know.
From Richmond.
No idea.
Good
Key from the
forward.
Cricketer.
Region notes.
Well, where is it?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Well, tell us.
Marvy Orchard. The big fella from Richmond. Is that a...
Who? Say his name again.
Marvy Orchard.
It's not his
name. How do you say
his name? Wrong.
How do you say it, Chuck?
Yeah, Marvy Orchard.
That's worse. That's worse.
And what's the score in the test match at
now,
the moment?
What's going on with the girls?
You
You're not
me.
Happy.
You tell me.
We're one. India are one for 191.
Don't forget. This is pre-recorded, all right?
Oh, so, yeah. I know for a fact. I reckon there'd be a spinner on at the moment.
Happened? You're not happy about something.
No, I'm not.
I reckon there'd be a spinner on at the moment because it's
ready,
live
G.
on the TV.
Because it was the first day yesterday.
Right.
Australia, of course, taking on India. Day-night test match played
it's
at
Metricon. It's a four-day test match, not
it's
a five.
It's a four-day
yeah,
test
you
match.
Said five.
You said five
you
yesterday.
You said five.
It was a test.
Of
course it's
it was
five.
A test.
Yeah, but it's women. They
it's
different.
The girls.
I know, it's a four-day.
So what's that?
You weren't happy today. You said you're going hard or something.
Meg Lanning Meg Lanning, yeah. the Australian captain, yes. won the toss, elected to bowl first.
No.
And at the end of day one, they had storms and everything.
Yeah,
India, one for 132.
No.
We dropped three catches. So
we're a bit rusty.
They had a bit of a stinker, it has to be said.
So what's your criticism of Megsy?
They had should have won the toss and batted first. Okay. So I think we've got to call it out. If it's the men's team and they're in the same situation, we'd call it out.
You said you were going to go real hard.
I just said they had a stinker.
At Kooyonga, you stood up and you flicked your bicep.
How come it's so hard to get in and get out of Kooyonga? What was it, like Fort Knox down there?
You know what?
What, there's a president of the United States of America?
That's the first time I've ever seen a Toyota Camry parked in the car park.
What about a brown one?
Brown.
And the back door doesn't shut and there's a big ding in the front of it.
So, all right. Up next, G, we're going to announce the winner of today's golf tournament.
Can't half tell you guys have had a massive day.
No, there's dog hair all over the car.
We're back now. Obviously, the AFL footy is finished, but the big grand final on Sunday, Glenelg take on the Eagles. Tickets are still available. 26,500.
Not many left, though.
You're the ambassador for the Eagles, as with the great Nick Chig-Wiggin.
Yeah. Sorry, who?
Chiggy.
Nick Chig-Wiggin. Just call him Chiggy. That's
now,
fine. Everyone
can
knows
we recap the golf day today that we had? We organised it through a charity, which is the Variety SA, do a wonderful job. And
how long have you got?
All our guys out there who put their hand up and paid to raise some funds.
Hey, I'll tell you what we've got out there. Day. I know we've had a bit of a laugh, but the guys out there, very, very generous with their money today. We raised nearly $5,000 for Variety.
Awesome.
And it's hard to raise money in today's society. It is bloody hard. And just to give up their time, we thank the Kooyonga Golf Club for having us.
Just.
Sandra, thank Jars for coming and getting the day right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just getting the Kooyonga part right.
Getting
he's been very disrespectful of that venue.
He has. But I think he's going to be half respectful in this little patch, okay?
Right.
Even though he's still looking like Kermit the Frog underneath that black jumper he's wearing.
Good outfit.
How this day came about was because my wife's mother is a volunteer for Variety and they all have various roles they throw ideas around about how they raise money. And she just came home one night and said, do you reckon we could do a golf day? And I was like, oh, yeah, maybe. Mm. And then long story short, we got to, she had a contact at Kooyonga and they gave up the rounds and provided that for us, the club, lunch and the drinks and stuff. And as I said, it's very hard to raise money at the moment and we raised a lot of money today. The format, there's three groups. We were the captains.
Yes.
Simple format, I thought.
Very simple.
When you made the announcement at the start.
What I did say at the start was if there's any questions about the scoring,
yell out.
Yep. Here's your time. Mm-hmm. And everyone, I looked around, nods from everyone, and especially the captains. I looked at Bluey, all good, no worries. Yep. Looked at Judge, all over this. Yep. Have you seen this scorecard that came in? It looks like a piece of rubbish that's been down at the tip, come back twice, back down again.
That's hurtful.
I had to fill out your card.
No, Farmer Tim, your dad, was my vice captain, and he took over those duties. Well, I focused on the two other lads, Shawnee and Jeff, who are my teammates, so I focused on them.
Yeah, you focused on them doing what? Not scoring.
Just to let everyone know, the one instruction from Bernie Vince was, as a group of four, the best two Stableford points scores for the hole is what is counted for that hole. You just add the two up.
Yep.
So five or six is a good hole.
So two groups were able to do that pretty easily.
Very
simply. Your group wasn't. And you were the captain of that group.
So now I've been criticised for...
Well, you need to take responsibility, Jars.
Well, you need to stand up and put your hand up.
That's not my role as a golfer. My role as a golfer is to entertain and bring the gallery.
Did you entertain?
I think I did.
Yeah, you did. Well, now, you're about an hour late as well coming in. So you're obviously looking for your ball.
Keep piling on.
How many balls did you lose?
Two. It was a very dangerous course today. Very windy. It was wet. At least I didn't wear two gloves like you, Chuck Teeth.
I'd be ashamed of yourself.
I'll tell you what you did do and you're still
and what's
doing.
That,
you wore a hoodie in.
No, I didn't wear a hoodie.
Basically, they look like track pants, those things.
I didn't wear a hoodie.
Well, there's one negative piece of information that's come out of the day.
It's been a great day. One bit. I think I know the bit.
We're going to have to change venues for next year.
Why is that?
They don't want us back.
I've had some complaints.
Already?
Yeah.
I was well-mannered and I was very grateful. I whispered and I snuck in quietly like a little cat. and I sat on the $7,000 chair and just mind my own business.
Actually, that's a concern.
But what about the whole field that was playing after us who are now having a five-hour round because your group couldn't keep up?
Should have seen the lineup captained by you for the 15th.
Well, your dad was half. He spent half his bloody round
in
a creek bed.
As a leader, as a captain, you should stand up and say, that, sorry, all right, that's my fault.
Now, can we just straighten up?
You used the phone in the clubhouse.
What did I use then? What?
Yes. Your phone in the
clubhouse? Yes, I did, and I wasn't aware of the rules.
Yeah, you weren't aware of that. Yeah,
And also, you farted at some stage.
No, that was Benny.
Also, you got to wear a mask inside as well. Well,
Benny
you forgot
Vinton
about that.
Dropped his plums. That was him.
Oh, he dropped his plums.
Now, can we announce the winning group, please?
Just my final thing, and this has come from inside your playing group. Can you use an actual ball, not a range ball with the two lines on it? Because you were using range ball.
Those two balls that you were warming up with on the putting green, they were.
When you hit them?
Honestly, I would not. I wouldn't hit them into a creek bed. They were disgraceful.
You wouldn't hit him in where Ditz was sleeping the other night. I'm telling you. But that gets me to the point, Jazz. Stop looking around to see who dobbed you in.
We know Jazz is a bit of a tidy ass as well, he doesn't want to spend money on
what
golf
about
course.
When you picked up your teammate's ball and go, oh, I found a ball
I
a look.
Back.
Oh.
All right,
I found a ball.
Can we name the winning team?
Well,
right,
we can,
we're ready.
We
you
can,
got drum roll, G? I thought you'd have that ready.
Oh, we can name who didn't win. And that's my group because we were fair, honest. We wrote down the scores.
So who's your group? Name the individuals, please.
Well, we had Paul Shaw. Yep. We had Daniel Gannon.
Dan.
And
Bernie Vince. Do you have Tim?
No, I didn't. Who else do we have?
Did you have Tim? What about Matty Kurt?
No,
he's in my group.
Right. What about bloody Greg?
Oh, Greg.
That's me.
Sorry, he's
Greg's
captain,
bloody
of
Glenel- captain of Glenelg.
Yeah. Captain of Glenelg.
He's a good man. He wants me to sign up next
year. No. That's another thing.
Right.
He said.
So you're,
make sure
you
Jazz doesn't
third.
Join.
Finished third.
We finished third, which is pretty good effort because we're really honest. So we used all our own balls,
who finished,
our own tees.
Yeah, okay. Well, just give me who won it.
Well, second was on 84 points in total.
Yep, as a team, yep.
And the winner on 87 points for the day.
Unlucky for some.
Is Bluey!
No!
It's Bluey. It's Bluey won the day. And Jazz thought it was him. That's how he goes. I sold Jazz that he'd won it today at the club. He goes, don't tell me yet. Don't announce it yet. Don't announce it. Can we get the winners in?
Yeah, Matty Kirk, Benny Winton, and Timmy Angel were the members
we'll
of my
look
team.
At
well,
it.
Well done, boys. Can we have a... Who's the spokesperson for our group?
Benny Winton.
Oh, I'm not shy.
There he goes. Now, plays off scratch, Benny.
Yeah, he's a good player.
So I don't know why you're putting him in our group. But
yeah, well, you
we
battled,
loved
it.
No, it was a good day. It was a ripping day. Obviously, Kuyonga was magnificent, so... all the stories about Jars is true. I've definitely heard that you've had more hits than the Beatles and the Bee Gees put together. So, and we definitely don't want you, Glenelg.
Timmy Kirk, well done.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Well
thanks, done. Guys.
How's Greg Blood as a captain?
Mate, he was good today. He showed us where to hit it,
today.
We had a great day, and thanks to you guys again. It's been a great, worthy cause. So thanks for coming up with the idea, Bern. So much
no
appreciated.
Beautiful. And Timmy was part of our group as well.
How'd you
enjoy
find it?
Yeah, loved the day.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty bad first nine, but came all right on the back nine. And yeah, Bluey hit some pretty consistent. So I do have to say he was hitting them well. So
and Timmy's a Kensington cricketer as well.
Oh,
so was,
Congratulations.
Bloody good day.
All right. You're not Kensington anyway. You're prospect.
I'm Kensington.
You're prospect.
Well,
bloody spread university. You bloody Woodville. You're everything.
And tickets still available, chaps, for the Sanford Grand Final. And had a great luncheon at the Carbine Club yesterday. Do a wonderful cause, raising a lot of money. 600. There's about 600 Adelaide Oval. So
beautiful.
It was a really good day. So. Now, Kevin Bartlett, one of the greats of all time, has urged the AFL to scrap the highly controversial rule, which he says is not in the spirit of the game, which is the contentious stand the mark rule.
Correct. Yeah.
Declaring it an embarrassment and a blight on our wonderful game.
It's not.
Do you agree with those comments?
No, I don't. 100% agree. I think it's a not a. I don't like the look of it when they pay a 50-meter penalty and it goes into the and it's a shot on goal. I don't think that should be the penalty. I think that's too harsh. But I don't mind the player on the mark stand having to stand the mark and not being able to move. It does open as offensively. It opens your options up as a ball like user, so you can either use the handball really close. Or you can dart one inside. Whereas if the guy on the mark can move, you're coached as a junior to, on the mark, make him kick over your hand. So then you pop it up in the air. It's easier to defend. I don't mind the rule, Jars. I just trying to think of another way that we don't have to punish it. 50 metres, you're 70 metres out. That's when you're looking to go.
Mm.
Bang, 50 metres. Everyone goes, oh, and here we go again. Can it be a quick, like you get to run a quick 25 and kick it in longer or something.
So the rule came in, Bern and Greg, to get high scoring games of football. I don't think we saw that.
I think it increases the ball movement. It helps the ball movement.
Okay. It has to.
Yeah.
Whether it ends up in a score, Jars, that depends on the team playing and how well their offense is. But I don't mind the rule. I didn't like it when I first heard about it, Jars. Remember we had Kingy on and we were like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
But I actually don't mind it. I just think the penalty needs to be changed.
I reckon, Jars, as the year went on, I at the start of the season, it just looked ridiculous. Mm.
They
it looked
everything.
Ridiculous. I, for one, didn't like the last 7 or 8 rounds, I actually didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
To
the
be honest.
The umpires umpired it better.
They were a little bit more lenient.
Yeah. Because when there was one step, they were paying 50.
Yes.
With now, they actually, even in the grand final, I saw a couple of times the player moved. They are allowing sort of one step.
Yep.
Whether we allow one step or step one way or two steps, but I know now we're trying to nitpick, I know, but I don't actually mind the rule where you got to stand
them up. And the other thing the great man said, Kevin Barlett, was they should be slashing the rotation from 75 to 25.
Oh, that's too
much. All right, that's if they want an appealing game. Anyway, let's keep moving on. The AFL has locked in a date for Toby Green's appeal.
We've forgotten about
touching
this.
Touching the umpire.
We've forgotten about this, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's sort of like gone to the wayside because they were out. They lost that final anyway, so it was gone. But
they won't change it.
They want more. AFL want it to be more.
They want to extend it. Yeah. They want to give him 6 to 10. Yeah.
But remember the Giants, they wanted to take it further. They thought it should be less. So, I mean, I think it'll stand.
So,
and the Western Bulldogs are the first team that have come out and said that they will be fully vaxxed for 2022 season. So there you go. That's the news.
Could be mandatory.
We haven't heard anything official from the AFL.
We're hearing rumours, though, that that's what will be happening. Okay. So if what happens there if a player isn't vaccinated? Mm. You can't play.
They won't let him play.
Yeah,
the NRL, Burn?
Yes, the NRL says it will host the grand final at Lang Park this Sunday, even if the capacity at the venue is further reduced to 50%. Wow. So they're happy just to get this game underway, get the game done.
Currently 75% now,
75
isn't it?
It's been dropped to, but all sorts going on up there.
Mm.
All right, chaps, good stuff. Up next, we're going to talk to Farmer Tim.
Yeah, haven't had him on for a while.
My vice captain, and see how he's tracking.
This will be very interesting.
Triple M.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Ruined dits, put the bum in country bumpkin.
Well, he joins us.
So now it's time for the Triple M Farmer.
He joins us for the first time. Farmer Tim, welcome. And thanks for your assistance today as my vice captain in the golf day. Mm. Welcome.
Was I only vice captain?
why was he scoring then?
Oh. Yeah, why did he have everything to do?
Because that was his role.
Yeah, what was yours?
Just to navigate.
Who drove?
I did. Did I?
Not really.
Did you enjoy it or not?
I drove.
You drove your camera.
Mate, you played
all
right. Do you think you played all right today?
Yeah,
good moments.
Bad. Yeah, I want to check the scorecards. I don't trust these two.
Yeah. Well, mate, your dad picked it. He don't trust you at all with the score.
No, I didn't trust you guys. See, I did your score.
The minute Bernie picked up the pencil, I was nervous. Normally when you score, it gets signed off and he started rubbing. And
I've got a bit of a checklist just quickly because he denied most things we spoke about earlier about the golf.
What have we got?
Wore a hoodie and track pants playing.
Correct.
Mm.
Oh.
Drove a Toyota Camry, the first Toyota Camry that club's ever seen walk through.
Well, when I got there, Ben, he was jammed in the gateway. Yeah, the gate had shut on him. He was that surprised he got let in. He only half went in, the gate shut. You'll see there's a bit of a skid on the back door.
Yeah, well, that just added to the front bumper and the back bumper as well. Yeah. He used his phone in the clubhouse and was speaking really loud. Whoever he was speaking to must have been in the crowd.
Did correct. Mm. He was in the zone. He forgot where he was.
Yes. And used range balls. And when he lost a
few. I didn't use range balls.
Used range balls as balls.
Correct.
Yeah. And next thing, picked up a fellow player's ball.
This it was, that was teammate.
Bad. That is really bad. And spent the next 10 minutes trying to find the ball that he'd found and put in his pocket.
Yeah, and then he dug it out because he thought he was onto a winner.
And what, just dropped it, did he?
No, he made me take it back while he had his shot.
I did not.
See, that's what
I didn't do it, Greg.
It absolutely stuffs up everyone else's round. You just being a dingbat.
He's like, how good's this ball?
Correct again.
this ball hasn't got two lines on it. Oh, how good's this? I have seen him go back all the way back to a tee to get a tee once.
Yeah.
So that's
now,
what I'm dealing with.
Farmer Tim, how are we tracking on the farm? Because you're a little bit concerned about the lack of rain.
Oh, plenty of rain.
No, it's a bit dry.
Okay.
It's raining now.
Yeah, not really. That's mist, but there's a difference. We want half an inch, not a bit of misty stuff.
Okay, there you go. And you've had some good sales up there?
Yeah. There's we've just got rid of a few lambs. They could have been a bit better. Could have made a bit more
you
out of
You said
them.
To me, we need to find something to invest in because I don't know where to put it all.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what he said.
You have money
now. He said you got me mixed
you
up with
Gates
Bluey.
We've got a couple of... Greg Rundle's a financial planner. We might get him in.
I need to talk to you, Greg.
Hey, Father Tim, can I just ask you, what's the...
Father Tim.
Farmer Tim,
well, both. He's both. Because I want to ask him about the succession plan. Like, Bernie's swanning around now, you know, TV, radio, Is he going to end up back on the farm or what's going on?
Of course.
Well, he makes out he's coming back, but I doubt whether he'd know where the back paddock was. He has threatened to come over and drive the semi for harvest.
Yeah, nice.
But of course, if it doesn't rain, there won't be many loads.
It's
going to be a bit tough. I think they're only going to go about 25 bags, Jazz.
What's that mean, Jazz?
That's very good.
That's good. That's good.
He laughed. That's good. And then when we asked him what it was, he's like, good.
Has Bernie hit you up with these mosh ads to get hair plugs put in your head? Because Bird's gone down that path now.
Why would you?
And erectile dysfunction.
I've got all of the above.
Why would Skin? You just go bald like you, Joe?
What about now? You're good mates with Ditz. How's he tracking?
Good mates. Yeah, oh, been he's a changed. Bit quiet Ditz. Lately, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's changed.
I think being a left-hander would be against him.
Yeah.
If he'd been out there today, I wouldn't mind him on my side because he's a bit of a winner. Yeah. Ditz, he likes to get it done.
Saying we're not winners?
And our captain just took his eye off it. Just took his eye off it late.
Sean and Jeff, our teammates. Now, obviously, Jeff's from Furio Milk and very good friends of ours.
Yes.
He was hitting them beautifully. Yeah. Sean has got a natural ability, a natural swing, hasn't he?
Sean the leprechaun.
I'm more of a John Daly type player.
Yeah.
Same
and
guts.
Farmer Tim's more like Seve Ballesteros.
Yeah. I'm thinking Dean Agnew. Just grandpa up the middle.
Mate, thanks for coming down. Thanks for playing today and helping out.
Cricket coming up.
Yeah, what's going on with the cricket team?
Cricket's coming up, but we've got our numbers are full, Jars. Sorry.
Are we letting Jars in after his performance?
No, I've been targeted by four clubs.
Four, have they?
Out of the York Peninsula.
You'll have to name them.
Midlington.
Yeah.
Butte.
Yeah.
Stunsbury.
That's us.
Sarnsbury.
What about?
No, we don't want you.
And Edithburgh.
They've just folded, haven't they?
Edinburgh.
They just folded. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, no wonder they want
you. They heard you were coming and they shut her up.
The bowls team.
Just before we let you go, you a big note into all our team.
Right, just been, told them the facts.
Yeah, president for how long?
Just 18 years.
How many flags under your tutelage?
15 and the other three we weren't flogged, we were runners up.
There you go.
That'll do it.
That's a great record.
And that's why we don't need you there, just to stuff in
it. Oi, Jazz.
We want to go on.
Bird. He's got a good list.
See you, mate.
And he wants his top back.
What top?
He wants his top back. All 40 bucks. After
that went missing out the box. Yeah. I saw it. I looked back after we won and he's rifling through looking for extra, extra large. Next thing, he's got it on.
Yeah, singing the club song.
About 15 minutes after that, he's flat on his back out in the lawn.
He looked like a turtle upside down.
The kids were throwing stubbies at him.
It's time you share the story.
No, not what the canine. It? The dog story.
My dog story that I've been going on about.
Greg. Come on, mate.
Well,
this is one of them.
Yeah.
You can attest to this because basically what happens, we have a quick meeting, we put it up on the whiteboard, all the time they're going, well, have you got any ideas? And I keep saying, yeah, I've got a good dog story.
Yeah.
And then, so up it goes, and then Jars will come along and wipe it off and put Jars bid, and then it tends to be really boring and, you know, no one laughs. That's so that's what's happened, but I'm going to get it out today.
But for everyone listening, the thing is, now hang on. You say, well, it doesn't age. This story doesn't age.
No, it
so
doesn't.
We can talk about it next week.
Well, that's right.
Next week?
That's well, right. It's been next week for 6 months.
I've got a bet. I've just found something.
What do you got, Bert?
No, you can't.
I'll find something.
You can't. It's time.
Oh, there's L Platers now. They've got tips to help your teens make the right choice for their first car.
Now, listen here, Bert. Shush. Just let me get it out, right? Now, you love your dogs.
Oh, yes.
Don't you?
Yes, I
do. How many do you own?
I have three.
You have three.
Two beautiful labs and a Maltese Shih Tzu who's 14 years old.
Shih Tzu.
Lily. She's named after Dennis Lily.
What are the others called?
So is their name
Polo.
Dennis
Polo. And Ruby. Named after Ruby Tuesday, the Rolling Stones song.
And Polo?
Marco Polo.
Marco Polo.
Don't burp into the mic, remember?
The great Greek god.
Burping again.
Into the mic. Too.
Marco Polo forward. Was not a Greek god, just.
Oh, was he?
He's an explorer.
I thought it was a chicken dish.
No.
Pasta.
Something nearly blew my socks off the other day when I was talking to my mate, Bern.
You got mates?
I have. I've got them everywhere. Yeah. I'm global.
We went to the Cooyonga and no one knew who you were.
I couldn't even.
No, there were blokes walking in going, oh yeah, it's Blue.
Greg,
no
I couldn't
knew
get
you.
Past the front door, but
I was expecting a lot more people around there.
Really disappointed. They don't give a stuff who you are.
Nah.
I got mobbed in the change room.
Anyway, I was talking to my mate, right, who is on the board of an airline who they fly light aircraft out of Moorabbin.
Yes.
And I said to him, in these days, you know, COVID times, geez, they must be struggling, you know, like getting, because what they do is they fly people around to
golf tours out of Moorabbin. I've been on one of them to King Island.
So, you know, remote area. Why are you yawning?
He just started yawning and writing something down. Unless you're writing Moorabbin. How would you spell Moorabbin, by the way, Jazz?
We stopped him mid-yawn.
Jazz, you yawned, you burped.
I apologise. Yeah.
So I said to him, they've got to be struggling. He goes, no, actually the opposite. They're flying freight around Australia, like out of Tassie. He's yawning again.
No, I think he's
your
done.
Your nostrils are flaring.
Sorry, I'm not.
Anyway, I'm going to get to the punchline.
Yeah,
all right?
So I'm engaged.
He said, well, just listen to this story. This is how well they're doing. There's a family that live in New Zealand, and they bought a Great Dane, a puppy, off a family in Brisbane, right? So they had to get the dog from Brisbane to New Zealand.
Where, Auckland?
So what would you think would cost to get a dog from Brisbane to New Zealand? What do you think they charge?
I'm thinking a human from Brisbane to New Zealand would be about maybe $500. So I'm thinking a dog, I'll go $650.
Just?
$200.
$30,000.
Oh, no way.
$30,000 to get
stuffed.
A Great Dane from Brisbane to New Zealand.
Wow. That is a big
That's
dog.
That's unbelievable. So what would a Great Dane cost?
$1,000?
Grand.
$2,000?
Nah, they'd be more than $1,000 for a Great Dane. So
$2,500, $3,000.
Unbelievable. It just...
And did they pay it? Did they pay it?
Yeah, of course they did.
Is that just to look after it for a while?
No, they paid. There's obviously a breeder. In Brisbane, they got it to New Zealand, and they paid $30,000 to get that dog from Brisbane to New Zealand.
That's disgraceful.
What do you mean it's disgraceful?
Where's the ICCC? They should be.
ICCC?
What does that stand for?
That's the ICC. That's International Cricket.
I don't feel well. I don't feel well.
You're rubbing your eyes. You're starting to go pale.
I have another yawn.
Did you drink water today?
Yeah. I had to carry this golf team today.
All right.
Up next, we're going to do some questions, aren't we, Greg?
No, hang on. They're all going, shaking their heads, going, no, you didn't carry us. Nah, up next, we're going to check
the Automasters text line on 0488 51047 if you've got a question for Bertie and Blues.
Oh,
yeah. You've got a question.
It's not for just
still thinking about Trev Boak.
Maybe we should get a question from everyone out here.
Today, guys, we've got a question from Barry from Unley. And he said, I heard on the show people could pay money to play golf with you guys today.
Uh-uh.
Just wondering, Who was the most expensive team to buy onto? Was it Bluey?
This is a good question.
Yeah, good question.
No, yeah. he named the highest price himself.
No.
But now you've brought it up.
All right, yes.
Be honest. I wasn't going to mention this.
Let's just recap for those people who've just tuned in. Today you guys played golf to raise money for Variety.
Charity
the children's
day.
Charity.
And everyone paid the same thing. It was $500 each. But it was the day in the life of a Rush Hour host. So it's the full day, and they're still in here now. But it's not a different price to play with different players, but there was a few requests from different people.
Is that right?
And not so much requests, can I play with this person? It was more, can you not put me with Jazz? I'll play, but I'm not playing with Jazz.
So your old man... Greg, who was the other one that played with Jazz?
No, Greg played with me.
They've taken one for the team, have they?
They've taken a hit.
They've taken one.
Jazz, his head in his hands. Come on, Jazz, what have you got to say about that?
That is.
So let me get this straight. They said, yeah, we're in, but as long as we're not playing with Jazz.
Yes. Well, you know that for a fact because I've spoken.
Oh, they're owning up to it.
Put their hands up. That was it. That was Benny Winton. Look at him out there carrying right on. There's a
pretty
lot
reasonable
of...
request, I would have thought.
Pretty reasonable because
we got round in 3.5 hours.
Well, we were waiting Jazz for a long time, but you know he was probably trying to change his shirt, find his ball, his range balls, ducked over the range to get some more balls, and
buy another hoodie.
Yeah, and then just have a good look, hard look in the mirror afterwards. You're yawning. You're burping. You're
This is exactly what
happened, M, when he didn't get on the flight to Melbourne. This is exactly what ruined his AFL career.
Yep. Well, I wasn't picked in the original team, so you can get stuff. Get stuff, Reedy.
I feel like I'm working with a bunch of children.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Okay, Bern, for a Friday. Okay. We're back on a Friday now for the Rush Hour clan around the world. But it's been a lot of fun.
It has.
Today with the show and our good friends out there at the studio watching us do the show that played golf today. And congratulations, G. Blewett, your team won the tournament today.
I actually thought we were
3 points, so I needed 3 more points to get us over the line.
You thought you'd fudged it enough to get over
I didn't
line.
Fudge it. No, I played within, I was just disappointed with my, I think my mentality at the end. I collapsed.
Did you?
You have said that before. Yeah, the last
the
18
holes,
I was really disappointed with my performance.
Is that a fitness issue?
Yeah, it's a bit of everything, really. It's a weight issues. And I don't appreciate
there's a lot of issues.
The pile on, I don't appreciate it at all.
There's no pile on.
Yeah, all right. Very careful.
I mentioned this
because as the CIC of this organisation, I've brought you boys into my world, into my circle.
Yeah.
So without me, you don't work. And you too, G.
We've proved that.
And I'll tell
you
right now, when I meet with management, there will be some decisions made. So you're either in, or you.
Trust me, you don't want to meet with management because it might not be good for you.
What kind of facts have you got?
Today, October 1st, the day before my birthday, actually, Jazz. So what are we doing tomorrow? What do you got planned for me tomorrow? I know it's a secret, so don't tell me.
No, I won't.
But you got something big planned,
haven't you? Yes, we have.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, we have.
So you look like you're just writing that
down. No, I just wrote it here.
Burns, Burns birthday.
It says, shit.
No, it just says, stay away.
Come on, Jazz.
Right.
Hey, you know what today is?
You said October 1st.
I'm working with some very smart people.
We're working
people
with a chunky. Get on with
International Day of Older People.
Yes, yes.
How do you know that?
Absolutely. So what's it feel like? I heard it on the ABC on the way in this morning.
What does it feel like to be the older? What is it like?
What are you looking at your dad for?
And I'm looking at you. I never interrupted. They think you're funny out there, Judge. Why don't you walk out there and say you're funny again to them? That'd be good. Hey, on this day, a few things happened on this day.
Mm-hmm.
1962, on this day, the American rock band, the Beach Boys, released their first album, Judge. Were you a Beach Boys fan?
Not really,
Let's
no.
Let's listen to them. Across the USA.
They're all out there dancing, the lads. Even your mother-in-law Sondra's having a dance.
She's up. Put your jacket back on, Sondra. Not yet. Later. 2017 on this day, O.J. Simpson was released from prison. You know how long he got sentenced for, Joe?
Well, which time? That would have been his second time.
Second, the big one.
Yeah.
He got sentenced for 33 years for armed robbery and kidnapping. Mm. That's a long time. What about the car chase as well? When he's just, he's like cruising along and he's not even at high speed. He's just like, just let me get home.
It was all very, very weird. I watched the doco a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable story.
He got to choose, like, when they took him away. He goes, just give me a couple of hours or whatever. Yep. They drove him home, helicopters above.
Yeah.
Very weird.
What else you got, mate? I've got to get going.
Where do you got to go?
No, I've got things.
Where do you got to go? Just rake a few bunkers that you left unraked there. Yeah, practice. Maybe to Drummond Golf. You go down and see Shane and get some, or get everything new. Maybe actually just give golf away. On this day, 2019, you know the great Bernie Sanders. He's great because he's Bernie.
Yeah.
He suffered a heart attack.
Yeah, he passed away. Very sad. Mm.
Yeah,
very sad.
You know what he did? What's he famous
politician
for?
Politician.
Yeah, what did he do?
He tried to become the next president of the United States of America.
Who beat him?
It was the Trump dog.
It was the Trump dog. Well done, Josh.
Well, I know
right
my politics.
Up with your politics.
Yes,
well,
yeah. What else you got, Margaret?
Who's the current president of the United States?
Yeah, that's bloody Biden. Biden dog.
Mm.
He's a bit... Yeah. Joe Biden.
What about him?
He reminds me of you.
Yeah, he forgets.
Sort of does his press conferences asleep.
He can't talk.
Now, come on, let's go.
On this day.
Yes.
Oh, Louis full of shit. On this day, 2021. Do you know what day that is, Jazz?
Yes. On this day.
What is it?
October the 1st.
It's now.
Yeah, it's today. He checks his watch.
It's daylight saving too, Saturday night.
Good point.
Gladys Berejiklian resigned.
Yeah, today. That happened. Just this
today,
afternoon.
Today, Jazz. Did you know that?
No, you were playing golf.
Gladys Berejiklian.
Get out.
Yeah.
She's resigned today.
From New South Wales.
On this day, 2021.
No. That's big news.
Mm. That's huge news.
What's
yeah.
happened? What's happened?
Well, it's to do with their relationship, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, she had investigating. There's a couple of extracurricular activities going on.
Mm. No, it's not messy.
Big birthday today, Gary Ablett Sr.
Yeah.
Big birthday.
One of the greats of all time, played
and
against Gary.
And I've got a couple of golf facts just to send you. And this is for the people outside. And Jars, this will never affect you. Do you know 80% of golfers will never have a handicap 18 or less?
Yeah, well, he's in that.
Look at him walking. He knows he's part of that.
Yep.
The chances of having a hole in one are 12,500 to 1.
Well, he's more than that.
Yeah, you're more than double that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Golf balls were originally made from feathers and leather.
Well,
that sounds like you on a Saturday night down Olney Street.
that'll do me. See you, family.